I'm here joined with head wrestling coach at Iowa Lakes Community College, Cody Alish. And coach, just want to talk to you about previewing our wrestling season. Can't believe it's right here around the corner. Tell us about your returners and what role you expect them to play this season.
Yeah, it's definitely here, and we've had a good preseason, and those returners have been a big part of that success. The guys have been working hard since we got here, so, you know, the biggest role those guys play, you know, aside from their accolades of the previous year, is just their leadership, you know, allowing those freshmen to come in and know what's expected of them from their coaching staff, but also their teammates. So those guys have done a good job. You know, we got two returning All-Americans with David Hollingsworth and Boomy Smith, who are each moving up a weight class. And then a couple national qualifiers with Anthony Fisher and Kevin Saravia back with us too. So those four guys obviously play a big role being returners and being at the national tournament. But we got some other guys too. You know, Marcus Placid didn't make it out of regionals last year, but was our starting 174-pounder. He's also going up to 184. And then a couple guys who were in red shirts last year with Tracy Davis and Andre Basanthia, you know, coming. So all those guys, that's a really good group. You know, they're obviously there's some numbers there, and those guys have done a good job of being impactful both inside the wrestling room and outside. So it's allowed for a good couple months here, and, you know, kind of leading into this weekend where we'll get battle-tested a little bit and see how that leadership has performed so far.
Very good. And talk to us about your incoming freshman class. Who you expect to step up?
Yeah, there's, you know, it's always an exciting thing to see how your freshmen are going to come in and which ones are going to buy in and, you know, kind of take the bull by the horns. So it kind of starts off in our lower weights a little bit with 133, Avery Holder, who Avery's a, you know, was a high-ended recruit coming out of Florida. We expect good things from him, and he's been working hard and doing really well. Another guy at Florida is Tyrone Jones. So another freshman down the lower weights around 149 area. So, and then, you know, we got a transfer in here too. Actually another Florida kid, Evan Inslacco is a transfer, but you know, here I still count him as a first year kid, but who could be very impactful. And then, you know, as we move up a little bit, we're still kind of looking around. We got some bigger weight kids too. Steven Raines out of New Jersey is kind of competing for 184, and we got a couple kids at 97, Dawson Troxel out of Clinton, Iowa, who's, you know, going to be in and be our 97-pounder here. We're a little, we've got a lot of depth there, and we have another kid in there, but it'll be till Christmas, till he wrestles. And then heavyweight, you know, we got a couple guys, a couple really good group of freshmen here heavyweight that are going to be pushing Andre, who's our only returner. So heavyweight's really full of a lot of guys that are in their first year that are all vying for the spot and trying to push. So with those guys and those returners, it's been a pretty good nucleus of guys in the room, and it has really raised the level of competition.
Awesome. That's great to hear. What are the Lakers hoping to accomplish this season?
Well, first and foremost, we talk about a regional title. You know, we when you look out ahead in terms of something that's a big picture out there is winning that regional title, and which is our national qualifier. So if we have a good tournament there, obviously we're going to go to national to be well represented. But it's just growing every day as a person, and you know, doing what we need to be doing on and off the mat. So growth every day with no step backs, you know, is the progress that we want to see in a small scale. And with those things happening, you know, it's a long season, so if you're constantly going forward and having progress, then at the end of the year, you know, good things are going to happen. So, but, you know, we compete in the toughest region in the country, and, you know, we consider ourselves a program that, you know, we should be in there competing for a national title. So we bring those things up, and we remind them, we talk about those things at the big picture, but really it's just the day-to-day and, you know, taking care of business and growing as a team.
Awesome. What do you think you're going to see out of conference play this season? I know you talked a little bit about the challenging conference you guys play in.
You know, it's hard. We know all five teams in our conference are going to be extremely tough, and they all, and that's just because history is, that's what it is. It's kind of hard to predict because, you know, everybody's got so much turnover, so you don't know who, what freshmen are going to be impactful and stuff, and all of our lineups are always made of, you know, at least 50, if not 60% of freshmen, so a lot lies there, but every year everybody's tough with those kids inside and out, so you know, it's kind of hard to tell, but, you know, Iowa Central is always a team to beat. You know, they've kind of been the, what I'd say, the cat's meow of junior college wrestling over the last decade or so. So, you know, they're the ones you're always looking to kind of beat, but it really doesn't end there. I mean, with Iowa Western, Ellsworth, Nyack, they're all, I mean, we all kind of take it to each other throughout the year, but Iowa Central seems to be that team that at the end of the year pulls it out and is performing at its best, so that kind of what put them above everybody else. So, but just competing hard, and you know, we open up Wednesday, November 7th with a home duel versus Ellsworth, so I love that. We get to see where we're at right away and kind of get battle-tested in a dual format, so it's just exciting to get the year kicked off here real soon.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Coach, for joining us, and best of luck this year.
All right. Thank you.